Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for Saturday, July 20th and the week ahead. Well, folks, we are coming off one heck of a week. We had that violence-provoking conjunction of Mars and Uranus, and Thursday was the thunder full moon in Sagittarius. Now, full moons illuminate the deeper meaning of the axis they are on. And this axis was about Mercury and Jupiter. The axis brings to awareness the concept of facts and beliefs, which can translate into a concept of right and wrong. And beliefs are not fact-based. They can be based on a whole bunch of things like junk science, superstition, hidden agendas, lies, and so on. Why is that important? Well, some beliefs can be downright dangerous. What about the belief that says, hey, let's burn a witch, that'll take care of everything, or we need a human sacrifice? Get it? And it's still going on. So facts matter, not alternative facts, but facts. So that's the message and the mission of Thursday's full moon in Sagittarius, and the vibe will be extending across the horizon for a few more days. Now let's move on to Mars. Mars, the warrior, aggressor, the get-it-done planet, the I-don't-care-what-you-think planet, is transiting Taurus. Now, Mars is the total opposite of Venus, the planet that rules Taurus. So that makes things a little complicated. Mars wants to make war. Venus wants to make love. Venus wants pleasure. Mars wants to achieve. Venus wants to stay up late, watch one more episode of something, eat a bowl of popcorn, and sleep in. Mars wants to get the day going and take care of business, whether it's painting the kitchen, deadheading the black-eyed Susans, or cleaning out the basement, maybe even hanging a shade. Venus says, pardon me. Mars says, get out of the way. So, last week, Mars crossed Uranus, and violence became a national issue. Now, Mars is moving on to the big daddy of the zodiac, the planet Jupiter. Mars and Jupiter combination can go a few different ways. Isn't that nice? Jupiter can amplify the Mars energy, bringing more aggression, more violence, more anger to the forefront. But Mars can also energize the spiritual quality of Jupiter with discipline and focus and the pursuit of truth. Now, its most negative expression is a war based on opposing ideologies. Like what? Like a holy war or a political campaign. How's that for a concept? Now, in an individual's chart, Mars and Jupiter are transiting somewhere. So where do you feel a sense of expansion? Is it your creativity, a home improvement project, a love relationship, your career? Or maybe not so desirable stuff like maybe you have more expenses, more bills to pay, or your health is getting kicked around. Anyways, that goes on until August, so make friends with it. Now, elsewhere in the sky, the sun just entered the sign of sidereal Cancer. So there is a big spotlight on the house in your chart ruled by Cancer. You'll definitely feel it. Sun in Cancer is nurturing, family-minded, emotional, sensitive, and very defensive. When a sun in Cancer person gets into a fight, they'd rather lose a claw than let go. In a breakup, they will go after all the marbles. Till death do you part, forget it. That's my creamer. Oh boy. Never tangle with a sun in Cancer person unless you can be their best friend. Now Venus is in Cancer too, so love above all is magnified. Home, family, and what nurtures the soul. Now the day could be more emotional than rational. Or downright confusing. That's because Mercury, the planet of rational thinking, is at 0 degrees at Leo. That means it's not fully tuned in, kind of like a weak radio station that fades in and out with a static. Could be a day when you can't find the right words. By midweek, your brain's rationale will be functioning just fine and you'll be back on track. Well, that's it for this edition of the Cosmic Curator. Remember the cosmic disclaimer, really. It's the wise person that rules their stars, a fool that is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at 89.9weru.org. Yeah, that's it for now. Over and out.